So appropriate that the stage is cleared here for Tiger. Can he do it again? Well, this would be another great example of why Tiger is Tiger.
Episode 84
of the Bump and Run Boys podcast. This is Blake Ross,
your boy Rob,
and Goose.
I'm back.
Shit.
I'm so back. I'm so happy to be back.
You weren't texting us yesterday. I'm like, damn, the cartel got his ass.
Dude. Yeah, no, yesterday I was exhausted because on Sunday, it's a day just dedicated to traveling.
Yeah.
Which is why my freezing cold take, and I'll stand by it to this day, is that traveling is overrated. I think traveling is overrated.
Transporting yourself to other places is overrated.
It's
the experiences,
the worst.
The experiences of being in another area are really cool and fun. Trying new foods and seeing new shit, that's fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, the fucking getting up early, packing your bags, going to the airport, TSA, transferring flights, all that is... I don't give a fuck about any of that.
Oh my god, it's the worst.
It's a lot.
It's the worst. I mean, so I'm going to backtrack a little bit here. So wedding day was Saturday, and this venue is an hour away from the hotel. And,
damn.
And they have a shuttle that is like taking people back like every 30 minutes, like starting from whatever. It was like 10 o'clock or something like that. So what happened was I was on the midnight shuttle. And whatever, I get back at 1 o'clock, whatever, but Mia doesn't leave until 1 a.m. So, and Mia, I asked her before I left, I was like, you got a key to the hotel room? She's like, I don't know. So I was like, oh, I have to stay up now because I'm not waiting until 1 a.m. to go home. Anyways, it's 2:30 by the time we get to bed. We wake up, it's like, I got 30 minutes until I got to check out. Check out 11:30 or whatever. We check out at noon. And then it's like your day starts from there from noon. And I'm traveling on buses and fucking flights and connecting flights. You fly from Marita to Texas, from Texas to LA. I didn't get home until 1:30 at night.
Damn.
On Sunday.
Fuck.
And so I'm just like beat. I'm done. So that day, and of course it's like Monday, and it's typically my busy day, or it's the day that I'm usually going to have the most activity, and everyone starts like first thing 8 o'clock. And so it's like I like wake up at 8 and I'm just exhausted, and like people are contacting me, and I don't want to talk to anybody. I was just trying to stay alive. So long story short, I just needed a day. I didn't even want to text anybody. I was tired.
Yeah.
Did you get a couple games in, though?
On Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, you better believe it, dude. The goal gun grind don't stop.
Damn right we play less.
You were like, I didn't want to do anything.
No, I mean.
Except get some Uber Eats and play some fucking Call of Duty.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Yeah.
That's cool.
Should we talk about Call of Duty, though? We're going to segue.
Absolutely.
Sure. Segue into it now.
You guys are Master Prestige locked in. I really thought that you guys would be working on like the almost like, I feel like you guys should almost be at the Darkspine stuff.
We are.
Are you on Darkspine?
Once.
I have one diamond left.
Which is? Has to be a pistol.
I don't remember. I have everything diamond except one. Every primary except one.
You need 33 diamond.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got it. I have all the primaries except one diamond.
Okay.
I don't know.
All the shock,
but I mean, knife's are fucking easy as fuck.
You just need one other gun.
Launcher is easy.
All right.
Rob's like, I've been working on launchers the past 3 weeks.
Been harping about it since the game came out.
Well, because you said the kill streak thing is like the big one, right? You couldn't like
the kill launcher the kill that doesn't lock on is the hard one to get. But I guess there's a way. I got it somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm up to... But that's crazy. You have 32 diamond guns. No?
No, it's like 28.
Oh, you have 33
28. 33 is all the starting guns from launch, including pistols and launchers and.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying he has all the primaries.
Oh, gotcha, 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 gotcha.
Every
gotcha.
Including the new primaries, with the exception of one that I just got gold yesterday. I think
the shoddy. Got the shoddy gold yesterday. I think when we were playing.
Oh, the
Maelstrom?
New one.
That one yeah. sucks, dude. Fuck that gun. Mm-hmm.
Let me get my list out.
Yeah, I was about to say, break out the list. Break out the list. Come on.
I have.
So, Rob, are you behind James?
Slightly behind him. So, I still need two marksman rifles. Gold.
Okay.
The DM10 and the Sarkov.
Same.
Everything else is diamond. Except for my knife.
Your pistols?
I was about to say the pistols.
I don't have the pistols yet. I don't have
baseball bat, drill?
No, nothing of those.
So you're missing basically all the melees and all the pistols and two marksman rifles, but you have the launchers gold or diamond, I'm assuming?
Launchers are diamond. Snipers are diamond. Shotguns are diamond. LMGs are diamond. Subs are diamond. Assaults are diamond.
Okay. So yeah, you're cooking. You're definitely cooking.
Yeah.
But and James, you have sidearms all diamond? Oh no. Do you
primaries.
Have, that's right, primaries. Do you have any sidearms gold?
No. No, my siren is at like 60 something headshots. I haven't even like focused on it yet. The Grekova, the automatic pistol, I have like 50 something headshots.
Nice.
So I could definitely get started on those.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're inching your way towards it.
Your siren's also really tried. Gold, right?
No.
The siren's on gold
yet?
I was
just saying it's at like 60-something.
Oh, okay, sorry. I was.
Yeah, the siren feels like that would be like a pretty easy one. It'd be a good one to work on.
It is pretty. Definitely a usable weapon for a sidearm.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm... Because I'm level 54 right now, and I think, if I'm not mistaken... I can use my unlock, and there's a level that has the last sniper, and I believe it's the compact, or is it the jackal?
But you can only pick one.
You can only pick one of the weapons?
Out of that unlock, yeah.
Oh, no. That's really annoying. Ugh. Man, if I knew that, I definitely would have not...
I wish you could do the with the level
The itself. Compact is the gun I had... Well, first off, the LR-762 is the gun I have the least amount of time with.
Yeah.
Because it's 55, I think, or 54.
Yeah.
Same thing with the compact. Like, I don't get it. I like using it between, like, 52 and 55 because it's fun.
Yeah, you'll be like, oh, I just got it.
Yeah, and then I'm like, oh, I got a prestige. So I like that gun.
Yeah, the snipers. It's fun. The snipers in this game, they're too slow. They're very, very slow. The game is way too
usable.
That's way too fast paced. You miss one shot, it's like you better be sprinting away.
It makes you pay for it.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I mean, I don't now hearing where you guys are at, I feel like I'm right where I should be. I have 20 gold guns.
That's good.
And I have 3 diamonds. I'm just kind of slowly working on the diamonds, but really kind of trying to focus more on the golds first.
Yeah. Are you prestige 4?
No, I'm prestige 2, brother.
Still?
Yeah.
Wow.
No way.
Yeah.
What?
You guys are, yeah.
Did you spend a lot of time at 55 or something?
No.
Hmm.
I mean,
I feel like you've been playing a lot.
You guys had a full double XP weekend that I didn't get to play at all. That's really about it, though.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't explain 6 prestiges.
I think we discovered something, though. We discovered off-pod that you guys have probably been popping tokens.
Oh, yep.
And I don't know how many tokens you've been popping, but...
Not that much, because they didn't kick in for the first 3 weeks. They weren't there.
It was weird, because like, they gave us the old tokens from the previous Call of Duty, and they took it away, and now they brought it back within like the last like 2 weeks.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm behind. And, you know, I've definitely, month of December, definitely been kind of been playing a little bit during the day, you know, just getting a little bit of reps in, getting some go guns worked on. But no, I'm pretty certain because the The first it's second.
What's your emblem right now?
It's like the red outline with like the shadow and like the akimbo kind of looking thing.
Mm-hmm. That second?
I think you're right. It's the third one, I think.
We're on the Raven?
Because like the first one is like the skeleton guy, and then the second one I think is the Joker, right?
Yeah, so you are.
They're all pretty cheeks.
Yeah, you do have the red background on yours.
So you're third prestige?
Yeah, no, I lied. I'm third prestige.
About to be third four. Prestige.
But yeah, close to four. But you guys are 8 going on 9.
Yeah.
There's only one more prestige after this one for you guys. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That crazy.
I think this is the most I've like actually put in work on Call of Duty before.
James, can you agree?
It's right up there with Black Ops 1.
Yeah, I was about
Modern Warfare 2, Modern Warfare 3 era.
All that I never prestiged. I was like, there's no point.
Really?
I can just keep what I'm doing. I'm not really going for anything special.
Yeah. Keeps the game interesting, though.
Yeah, I think it was the original Modern Warfare. I got to, and the symbol was a gold cross. I definitely reached max level on that one. But that was the only one I ever, like, grinded.
I think I maybe prestiged Modern Warfare 2 and World at War, but that's about it. I think the highest I was prestige 7. But I never really, like, put too much time into it.
I hit like 9th prestige in Black Ops 1.
Damn. It was just to get the extra classes. That's the only reason I was doing it.
Yeah.
Want them extra classes. Yeah. What do you guys think of like how you're going to enjoy the game post grind?
Sometimes I'll put on an XM4 class and I'll be like, damn, this is pretty fun. Like not strictly grinding for gold guns. Every game is like some sort of get these 3 challenges done, get your daily challenges done to get that like 10,000 XP or whatever. Yeah. And then while working on gun A and B, depending on the map, you know, if we're playing like Stakeout, you can pretty much use almost any gun you want. But if you're playing like Warhead or something like that, I'm probably not going to use a shotgun or something, you know, so.
It's definitely, that's our first hour.
Challenges
30 minutes to an hour to get those out of the way. Yeah,
sometimes you can get it done in legit 20 minutes and one other game. Times it's like over an hour.
Yeah, like if you get domination first game off the rip and you need 50 kills, dude, that's just,
you're getting at least half of it in the one game.
You might be able to get the whole thing.
Well, sometimes it'll just be like, yeah, get 50 elims, get 50 kills with full auto, and you're like, this is fucking
LMG
passive.
Baby,
this
like
easy.
Just go. But
yeah, I
are you looking forward to like venturing out on the game?
I mean, I definitely would like to venture into competitive once I'm done camo grinding.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
I want to try out like Warzone.
Yeah,
and kind of just get a few games into that. Maybe zombies. I don't know.
I want to play zombies too.
Do people level up in zombies?
I want to play Warzone.
I don't even think I have Warzone downloaded. The package that I got through Microsoft was just like the base game because it is so big, and
it's
I was like
300 gigs.
I think Warzone's free now.
Yeah, Warzone's free, but you still have to download.
Yeah,
the 100 gigs to play it.
100 gigs, man. Why are these? Can we talk about the gigs needed to play these games? I mean, what in the world?
I don't know what it's allowing you to do.
I mean, what I feel like, is the problem the developers having these like crazy large games? Or do the storage companies, like people, you know, the Samsungs of the world that make storage drives, do they need to make it cheaper? Like, what the hell? Like,
storage has gotten a lot cheaper in the last 10, 15 years.
Is it?
Yeah, just like the price of like SSDs and stuff like that. But yeah, I don't know. Is it because why do you need all that stuff locally? Like on your device? Why do you need 300 gigabytes? Like,
yeah.
Like, what do you really
easily access, quickly accessed in the middle of your game? Because remember games you used to download, you'd put it in and it would download like 5 gigs.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, so that kind of makes sense, I guess, you know?
Yeah,
have some locally saved stuff. The disc would just act as like a key to allow you to play the downloaded game or whatever.
Right.
Well, everything's digital nowadays. So it's like, not everyone's running a disc.
What's GameStop gonna do? Well, the business model
they disappears. Fucked so many people over in the in the years coming up to this, and now everyone's going digital. So now everyone's turning the table saying, fuck you.
Have you guys been to a GameStop recently?
It's been a few months.
James said, yeah.
Been within a year, yeah.
Yeah.
They're definitely transitioning to, like, collectibles.
Yeah.
Cards.
That's what the trend I was seeing.
Knickknacks.
Yeah.
Even, like, gamer t-shirts and stuff like that, you know?
Merch.
Merch. I mean, I'm sure, they're going to be more, like, accessory-based stuff rather than the physical game and...
That's I mean, about it. Yeah, I almost never go to GameStop. Yeah. Like, if I need a controller or whatever it may be, it's either like Target if I need it today, like Target, Best Buy, Walmart, I don't give a fuck. Or
you
Amazon.
You just don't want to be associated with the people inside GameStop. Is that what it is?
I don't have a good experience at GameStop. No, it sucks.
There's just like one guy working there that just absolutely hates his life. Just slurp down some Top Ramen for lunch and just... So, hey, I'm going to help you.
Who's Top Ramen? What? Slurp down.
I definitely haven't bought a disc game since like FIFA 17, I think. It's like 2017. I bought my last disc game on my PS4. Then I went strictly digital after that.
You guys ever think about how much Wi-Fi you use in a month? Like
a lot.
A lot.
Like, just think that 1 month you download Call of Duty, that 300 gig, that's a third of a, 3/10 of a terabyte.
Yeah.
Oh, in 1 month.
And I want to complain about something else, too. I want to complain about YouTube TV. Do you guys use any sort of streaming service, like, for, like, your
for
cable?
TV?
For
no,
TV?
No.
Not at all? What about you, Rob?
Not live TV.
No live
anymore.
TV?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I mean, YouTube TV just increased from, it used to be 72 and now it's going up to like 82.
I heard.
That's how Hulu is right now.
And I'm like, okay, like, y'all are on some fucking bullshit because it was like $60 last year.
Mm-hmm. Are they adding new stuff?
Well, the only thing that they quote unquote added was Sunday Ticket from the NFL. So, I mean, this is probably their entire game plan because in order to have Sunday Ticket, you needed to have a YouTube TV subscription. So, for all of the NFL heads who want to be able to watch every single game ever, that's the package. But it's Sunday Ticket, to me, is not even that good because you just get the main – you just get the broadcast for every game. But to me, Red Zone is where it's at. Red Zone, it's not even close. And then Red Zone – did you hear what Red Zone did recently?
No.
Red Zone played commercials. Yeah. They played commercials. They got called out for it, and then the NFL said they were doing it as a test. So it's just a matter of time before Red Zone starts having commercials. How awful is that?
Yeah.
It always feels like a new product comes out and they're like, no ads, ad free, you know, pay this little amount. And then eventually advertisers are like, look, we're going to give you a bag. A biggity.
We're going to give you a lot of money.
And then they're like, all right, we'll give you, we'll show some ads.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So, I mean, live TV, look, I have it to watch NFL. But
Red Zone's like $10 a month. Just do that. That's what I do.
Oh, you only, how do you do that, though? You
just through NFL.
Is it through the NFL app or what is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you can download the NFL app to your TV, and then you just click on NFL, and there's Red Zone. That's what I do.
Oh.
So I just skip all that bullshit, all that other...
All that other stuff that I'm literally not watching?
Yeah.
I think we're discovering something today, fellas.
I've been doing this for years. I don't know what you're on,
Chief. I think that... Yeah, no, we're discovering something, and I think I'm withotted, I think is what I'm looking for.
It's possible.
I think... That, what you just described, is what I should have been doing.
It's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. every broadcast, Red Zone.
Yeah.
But, yeah, everything after that you don't get. So, like, the 5:15.
Yeah, you don't get the Sunday night.
You don't get those. You don't get the Monday night or the Thursday. But if you have Amazon, yeah, you get Thursday.
Yeah.
And usually CBS is Monday or something like that. You can always find it somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's like, I would like to... It's too complicated now. It's too complicated.
Yeah, they're like, you have to have this package, But you only want the one part of that package, but you have to buy these other garbage you don't give a fuck about.
Well, I would be a little sad about not getting Monday night football, because Monday, to me, the Sunday night game and the Monday night game are usually pretty good. The Thursday night games, for whatever reason, they can be dookie shoes. Every now and then, they sprinkle in a decent, halfway decent game.
It's better than not watching football, usually.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know. You do not get nearly enough value for $82 a month.
Dude, I remember DirecTV would push the NFL ticket right before season. So I remember working in that industry, trying to sell. But I worked for Cox Communications. People would drop their DirecTV line right after the season's over, pick it back up again right before the season starts, just so they can watch for free, have the NFL ticket.
Well, it's still an add-on from what I remember.
But it was free when you had a new account with them, people would just do that and change the emails or whatever the
fuck. Yeah, that's so smart.
I had Sling 4 years ago, because mm-hmm. they had Red Zone, and it was the cheapest way you could watch Red Zone. It was $35 a month.
Yeah,
all that other stuff with Sling, which I don't really care about, but
my dad was a big Sling guy. He really liked it. I think they still have it, but, or maybe they don't.
It's not bad if you get the blue and the orange package.
Yeah.
Because then you get all of it. But again, now you're at $75-$80 a month. So it's
not worth it.
You're right there. Well, at least you don't have a contract, I guess. That's for now, until who knows how long, and then you have a contract. And now you're just back. You're buying cable again, basically.
Well, do you remember when the Lakers sold to, was it Time Warner?
Time Warner Cable.
And everyone who had Cox couldn't watch it. And then it's just dude, you go a whole ass season not being able to watch it. Then the next season, mm-hmm. that Cox is all right, we have a Time Warner channel just for you guys. And then,
yeah, that's so fucking annoying.
Yeah, the cable TV, this TV industry in general is just,
it's cheeks.
They are not providing nearly enough value. And I don't know. I mean, I've certainly have noticed over the years that I watch considerably less TV than I did as a kid. And I'm sure you guys are all on that same wavelength. Because they're pricing us out. And considering that the whole business model is that they want you watching their ads. And then it's you're paying to watch ads. It's what it feels like to me.
Yeah. You're paying... You know, you're trying to watch this show, but 33% of it or whatever is advertisement time.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I hate that shit.
Oh.
You go on Netflix and it's fucking, you just watch it direct.
Yeah.
Well, remember Netflix was $8 when it first came out?
Yeah.
And then now it's almost 20.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's geez, dude.
At least they're putting out some quality, though.
Yeah, they have stepped it up.
Yeah.
Because I remember, did you guys ever do Redbox?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
every now and then.
I remember that shit.
Yeah, Redbox was classic. Yeah, no, Netflix has probably been the one streaming service that I think has done the best job.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean...
Hulu's improved. HBO Max is pretty solid.
Yeah.
If you have that, you don't need TV. If you have two of those, two solid streaming services, you can totally get by with.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I do like Hulu, but I would even be okay with just having one. I'd rather, I mean, maybe just like...
Well, Hulu merged with Disney Plus, from what I've been told.
It's probably going to be a nightmare.
So I know if you have a Hulu account with live TV, you get ESPN Plus and Disney Plus.
Because Disney owns ESPN too,
yeah,
right?
So then now they're all tied in together, so you can go through Disney Plus and get to your Hulu account that way.
Yeah, it'll be great until next year. They'll be like, oh, by the way, it's going to be another $13 extra a month.
You know what?
Dude, and they're clamping down on uses, you know, per...
household?
Yeah. Only so many people can access this account at one time, you know?
Let's say, what if you have a student away in college?
Buy them a student account, probably what they're going to say. Use a student discount.
Well, suck my dick. Why would I have two accounts that I'm paying for?
Yeah.
Just feels like they're slowly moving towards
what cable.
Yeah. Basically.
It really does feel like that. It really does.
Well, I think they also know, all these streaming services know everyone's leaving cable just to stream.
They left cable 10 years ago. But now.
Well, it's now they're starting to realize, oh, if we keep pushing or bump the money up there, people are going to keep paying because cable is way more expensive.
Well, the reality is that streaming is definitely better than cable. Being able to watch content from anywhere on a mobile device or basically anything that has internet and not having something hardwired into your home. Nobody enjoyed the experience of having the cable guy come out here, drill shit through your fucking walls. It sounds archaic even talking about it right now. It's like nobody wants that. So the concept of streaming, like replacing that, makes a lot of sense. But yeah, they're just... The initial reason why nobody wanted cable because it's like, oh, there's a super cheap alternative and they have a decent library of stuff I can watch. It's great. But now that the cost is like high, or it's trending towards becoming unaffordable, it's like a luxury to have. Then it's like, yeah, I think people are going to resist some of these changes. But I mean, to be determined. I mean, Netflix stock has been a great performing stock for a very long time now, and it's crazy that they're still growing. They're going to have the Christmas slate of games this year for the NFL. So they're just doing more live content. I mean, their whole library is the most impressive, in my opinion. And we'll see with YouTube TV. I mean, they've obviously aligned themselves with the NFL, but I mean, yeah, just watching NFL football. I mean, I think James's way is the best way of watching football. I mean,
it's the most cost effective.
And that's what I want. That's exactly what I want. I think, yeah, it's just, I think that's the best. It really is.
Did you get Whataburger when you were at DFW?
Yes.
You did?
I did.
Nice.
I want to hear all about
it. On the way there, on the way back?
I got it from on the way to Merida. So,
nice.
We stopped. Yeah, we did.
I'm going to grab water.
Yeah, go grab a water. So, yeah, I'm so happy you brought this up because I totally was going to totally forget. I saw Whataburger and I was like in the airport and I was like, I'm literally getting this right now. Like, I have to get this right now and share my thoughts with the boys.
Yeah, thoughts, comments, concerns.
So, Whataburger. I don't know. I don't remember if this was a topic of discussion in terms of like if people thought that Whataburger was better than In-N-Out. It was in the topic of discussion for like best chain burger. It's definitely not that for me.
People compare that to In-N-Out, and it hurts.
And those people, they're lacking a few brain cells. That's okay. You're not going to be able to convince everybody. The truth is, I just wanted to try something that I thought was comparable. So I got a double cheeseburger, with fries, drink. One thing I gotta say I do love how they have like hella sauces available. We like a good sauce. Okay.
They come out with the platter to eat sauce. That's how it is if you eat at an actual restaurant.
I see. I forgot what Mia ordered. I think Mia got something. I forgot what she ordered. But, oh man. So, initial thoughts were really liked the portion sizing and with the cost. I mean, even though I was in an airport, I could tell. I was like, oh, I bet you if I got this not at the airport, it would probably have even been cheaper because I didn't feel like we spent that much money there.
It's affordable for sure. And In-N-Out's becoming more expensive lately.
Is it?
I feel like it's more expensive, yeah.
I mean, I think
you can spend like $15 at In-N-Out.
Easy on a one person meal when it used to be like $8-$9.
Dude, I remember going to Hot Off the Grill as a kid, but when I was able to.
Okay, you remember going to a different restaurant 15 years ago? Yeah, tell me all about it.
I'm just saying, like, the combos there were like $4.95.
Yeah.
I do love how you live next to a Hot Off the Grill. I would go to that place a lot if I lived nearby. It's gone?
Yeah, it's a Better Buzz coffee joint.
No.
They sold like over a year ago.
No.
But that building had been for sale for way before this, for a while.
Wow, that's so interesting that Better Buzz is there now. Better Buzz is like really expanding then. It's so interesting. The whole coffee experience is like there's a few different companies. What is it called?
I feel like Dutch Bros.
Dutch Brothers. Dutch Brothers is a stock that's like, yeah, been performing really well. They're expanding like crazy. And then Better Buzz was based, I remember having it in San Marcos for when I visited my sister in college and she like raved about it. And now it's like, this is the second one I've heard of coming to Orange County. It's like expanding like crazy.
Yeah.
Back to Whataburger.
Yeah, back to Whataburger.
That was me too. I got sidetracked. But no, Whataburger. Portion size, very impressed with. Beef, very impressed with. The thing that drove me crazy was that my shit was like sloppy. It was like sauce, the shit sliding around. Like the integrity was not there for the burger.
But did it taste okay?
It definitely tasted okay. I got the Whataburger sauce. I would give it a solid 6.8 out of 10. The flavor was there, but the texture of it was like very thick and clumpy, which for like a Thousand Island type sauce, I'm like, why isn't this like, I don't know. Didn't hit it for the texture.
Was it relish chunks?
No.
I remember realizing as a kid that my burger is never going to look like the picture. Not even close.
It's
like when you really think about the burger you get, how fucking bad it looks compared to the, it's crazy.
Oh yeah, it's awful. It's,
tell me, like, all the Carl's Jr. commercials. Dude,
do they look perfect?
They look perfect.
Like the $6 burger and that girl in a bikini. She's all wet holding a big ass burger. And it was perfectly manicured. Each piece of lettuce was like perfect. Now you get it, it's a fucking.
Okay. I just wanted to give some final thoughts on Whataburger. So overall, I like the burger. To me, it's very clearly a tier above Carl's Jr., Burger King. All of those.
It's not
places.
Too far from those.
It's a tier up. It's definitely a tier up. It's not definitely, but it's not. It's not Shake Shack. It's not In-N-Out. Not even close. It's just a small tier above. Small tier above. But no, I was very. I mean, would I have it again? Yeah, absolutely. I think under the certain circumstances. But yeah, definitely no In-N-Out for me. Not even close.
I've never heard anyone compared to In-N-Out, to be fair.
It's all the tech. Okay. It's all the people from that side.
It's just all the people from Texas.
The people that say this?
I think they have.
Because anyone with a brain can tell they're so different.
You know, In-N-Out, it does have like a legitimate like con. And that's that the patty sizes are way too small compared to like what a normal burger experience probably should be.
It's a little overrated too.
But
people,
it's like the
fucking people dick ride In-N-Out.
But it's like the freshness you get from In-N-Out compared to like other places.
The consistency, the quality,
it's there.
To me, it's the it. I think Rob touched on it, it's the freshness. It's. I mean, if I was just comparing like ingredient to ingredient to Whataburger, the only thing that I think is even a close enough argument to compare is the beef size. The beef size is bigger, but even the quality beef at In-N-Out is better. But like bun, I'm giving it to In-N-Out. Lettuce, I'm giving it to In-N-Out. Onions, I'm giving it to In-N-Out. Cheese, I'm definitely giving it to In-N-Out. I mean, onions, like it's top to bottom, like sauce, it's just better at In-N-Out. It's just fresher and better. Mm-hmm. It's just that's the bottom line.
Yeah, so, for sure.
Yeah, so that those are definitely my.
Some people don't care about that, to be honest.
Which is crazy. Like don't as give if a fuck. Like as if it doesn't impact the experience. I don't know. It drives me crazy. There was something I wanted to bring up, and I can't even remember
about Whataburger.
I don't think it was about Whataburger. I don't even think it was
the
related
flight?
To food.
The trip.
Are your balls itched on the flight?
No, nothing like that.
Are you ripping ass on the flight and people got mad?
I definitely be farting on the plane because you can't hear it.
Yeah.
You can't hear, but you can smell that shit after the fact.
All right, ain't nobody gonna know it's me.
It smells like shit in here.
I don't know about you guys, but I like when I see those people like getting into fights on airplanes. I think that's very funny.
Really?
Yeah, it makes me uncomfortable, but it's
funny. Like, I was about to say, on your flight or watching a video?
No, like watching a video of people, like, you know, shoving their chair back and forth and like. The shit cracks me up.
When you see like a kid like pressing their feet against the chair or something like that, just like kicking it.
Or people getting kicked off. I like when they're like, sir, you need to get up and leave, and they don't want to get up. And everyone's just like, get up and fucking leave, you asshole. We're all waiting for you. Shit gets me. It's funny.
Oh, man. That sounds so uncomfortable. Yeah, I hope I'm never in a situation
I don't
like
want to be involved in it.
At all. No.
I think the worst is when like, you have kids and they're like looking in between the seats of the people behind you. And they're like, they look to you and they're like, why does that person look like that? And I'm like, fuck, dude. I'm like, what's wrong with them? It's like, dude, we have... There's a grocery store.
Just have no filter.
There's a grocery store that we go to.
Kids are savage.
And there's
why is that person in a wheelchair?
Yeah.
Why is that person so fat and ugly? Kids don't give a fuck.
The grocery store that we go to every once in a while, there's a little person that works there. And my kids like run around, like go look through like the back door to like where they keep all this shit. They see him like, oh, there he is. There
no
he is.
Way.
I'm like,
oh no.
Stop fucking doing that shit. I'm like, leave the dude alone. Like,
oh,
come
God.
On. Like, they're little assholes.
Dude, you just reminded me. My dad used to tell me this funny ass story of something like very similar to that that I did as a kid. He brought me over to like his, it was like his friend's house to watch the Super Bowl or something like that. And we were all eating lunch together. It was like six of us. And there was a guy that one of his friends, his buddy was doing a prayer. And like, so everyone was like close, and like me and my sister looked at each other and started snickering during the whole prayer. And my dad was like so uncomfortable. He's like, I fucking hate these fucking kids right now. I'm just like, I'm like, damn, dude, that's so uncomfortable. I'm so sorry you had to deal with that. It's so, it's exactly what Rob's talking about.
Just, yeah, it's like kids. You don't realize it. Like as a kid growing up, like it's whatever. But then when you have your own and they're doing that shit, you're like, oh my gosh, you're so putting me in such a bad spot right now.
You just look like the biggest asshole.
Yeah. So she has like, as a parent, like, what are you supposed to do? You're like,
And I'm like, geez. Yeah. You just join in.
Yeah. Like, look at that. Yeah.
You're a freak.
Oh man, that's too good.
Wanted to ask, do you guys have any Pokemon cards?
I have zero Pokemon cards.
I can't find mine.
No? Any Yu-Gi-Oh cards?
You know,
collectible cards?
You know who has, I mean, hella cards?
Jeff Austin.
Andy Little has, like, an absurd collection of Pokemon cards, yeah. Yu-Gi-Oh. Like, he doesn't have just Pokemon cards. Like, he has, first he has a binder of 1 through 151.
Damn.
And then he's got a whole section of holos and just like whatever, like Charizards, all that shit. He's got like all the, like so many Yu-Gi-Oh cards, like all the Exodus stuff or whatever the fucking thing is. But yeah, I mean, obviously Andy's pride and joy is still the Funkos. I mean, he just has an absurd Funko collection.
I'm just curious if you guys have any collectibles.
No, I definitely had a bunch as a kid and just give them to my friends. Like, I don't fucking want these anymore.
I feel like I gave them to like my neighbor's brother or something. Like, you become like 12 or 13 and then you're like, I don't fucking care.
You're leaving
care.
Elementary school. You're like, I don't need
you're
this.
You're like, I'm beating my shit now. I don't need this. I don't need a fucking Meowth.
I'm trading
Playboy. Give me a laptop. Let's
give me a laptop and some Jergens, man. I don't want this Meowth. No,
I got
more.
Some work to do.
Goodness gracious.
Dan Soder, you know the comedian Dan Soder?
No.
He's a really funny joke about when he was like 13. There's a point in his life where he's still playing with WWE action figures and smoking cigarettes. And he'd be outside like smoking a cigarette being like, man, who's going to win the belt next time? Just a funny crossover in his life.
That's funny.
No collectibles for the boys?
No. I mean, I guess you could have said that, like, shoes, I was kind of... I mean, the thing is that I always wore my shoes, so I wouldn't say that I was collecting them. I was just purchasing them is how I view
it. I'd
say
that's a hobby, yeah. Like, not a collection, because a collection to me is, like, you're trying to get, you know, of... You're trying to get all the shoes from this set or something like that. To me, that would be a collection. Like, every single one... Yeah, that would be a collection.
One of my original goals when I was collecting sneakers was, and I wanted it probably as far as shoes are desired, like I think I wanted this set of shoes more than anything, was the original Roshi run. I wanted the original 7 colorways.
I thought you had them.
No, I got, so I had 5 of the original 7.
You used to be the Roshi guy. Yeah. When I met you, you were literally like...
Yeah.
You wore one pair of shoes and it was Roshi runs.
Yeah. 100%. No, I loved... I still to this day, I just thought it was a clean silhouette and they were like these cheap shoes. They weren't even... There's like no technology
like
in 75
them. $75.
They're like literally, yeah, they're $70 a pair. Like they're not... They're nothing special, but I just loved the silhouette. I thought they were really cool. And so I
good
had...
Good insole, by the way.
They do have a good insole.
Feels good.
The so I had 5 of the 7. I technically, so the 2 colorways that I was missing was the Cyber colorway, which was like a black with like kind of like a green yellow type sole with the gray swoosh. And there was a mango colorway that was, but there was 2 different versions. There was version 1 and version 2. And the difference was like the color of the swoosh. The swoosh was like a lighter gray on the original mango, and like the swoosh was darker on the second iteration. And I had the second iteration of the mango, but I didn't have the V1. The V1 was the original. So those are the only 2 I'm missing. But the problem was that the Cyber colorway was like a It was like a Canada exclusive, or it was like there, it was like a country thing. So they didn't sell them in the U.S., but some of the other ones were really hard to get. I remember the iguanas were really hard to get. I got them on like a random restock that I saw on Twitter, and I was like, oh my god! And it was like only being sold at a Sheik in Santa Ana. Mm-hmm. I booked it from Ross to Sheik to get my iguanas.
You're like, hey, you're stealing shit? All right, I gotta go.
I literally called them and I was like, can you hold a pair? And they're like, no, like we can't hold it. But we did. They said that they did receive it, and I was like, oh my god! And I looked like such a dummy sprinting through the mall trying to secure a $70 pair of shoes.
Did you still have your Ross vest on?
No. I didn't do all that shit.
Wait.
Yeah,
come back here.
So like at the time, like if I would have been able to find those two pairs for, because like I also enjoyed the chase for finding them for retail. I knew that I could have just like whatever, I could have just bought them online for like 150 whatever, but those ones I really really wanted to try and find for you. So that was always the fun part, just finding it for retail was always the chase. But yeah, other than shoes, can't say I've ever really collected anything. No,
I collect coins. When I come across an interesting coin, I always keep it.
Yeah. So like, where is, do you like display your collection?
No, they're all just in one little jar. But I like, if I see a coin I've never seen before, I put it in my jar.
Yeah. You want some, you want a peso?
No, I think I have pesos.
You have pesos in there? Okay, just trying to add to your collection, you know.
No, I have to come across it naturally. It can't be like you just hand it to me. It has to be like I find it or something like that.
That's the chase for you. It's like
discovery. The high is like, oh, you know. It's like when you're playing roulette and it's spinning. That is the feeling. It's the feeling of when it's spinning.
I used to collect, like old dollar bills.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where my collection went.
Probably spent it.
I didn't spend it.
Probably spent it on crack.
Someone probably took it from where it was.
Where was it?
I'm in my drawers.
I took it.
What are the cool...
Someone took my $13.
No, what are the cool things to collect as adults now? Like, do you guys have friends that have, like, cool collections of anything, or...
I don't really have friends. I got family.
Gold guns.
Gold guns.
Diamond guns.
Fuck, dude. The fact that you said that, it really... hit a nerve with me, like, oh, how lame
we are.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
We're the cooler GameStop employees.
Cool. We are the opposite of cool. We are.
How many gold guns you guys got?
Oh Jesus!
We are literally collecting pixels that are different colors on a.
But God, it feels good.
That is just disturbing on a whole different level.
I don't really collect shit.
Yeah, because collecting shit usually means spending money.
Yeah,
I ain't trying to spend no money.
Like it's that, and yeah, just the money to spend to truly complete something would be expensive.
Yeah,
I like to collect dust and all the shit I don't use.
And all your other hobbies.
And all my snowboard dusted, dirt bike dusted,
dusted,
truck dusted.
Man,
oh man,
you got trivia?
I do have a sports trivia for you guys today.
Sure.
I have a sports trivia, and I'm going to phrase the question like this. The three major sports are the NFL, the MLB, and the NBA. Can you name me the three teams that won their respective championships?
All right, pause. Hold on.
Technically, one of these I've already asked before, but I wanted to ask it in a different way.
Who won the last NBA championship?
The Nuggets?
Nuggets. The Dodgers. NFL? And the NFL was the Chiefs. Rephrase, what is the question?
I think we understand.
In the three major sports, the NBA, the NFL, and the MLB, which teams won the most recent championship?
Oh, which team? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think we understand the question. Who's the most recent winner of those three championships?
Yes, oh, precisely.
Yeah. Those are them.
Dodgers, Chiefs, Nuggets?
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with that.
It's Dodgers, Chiefs, Celtics.
Fuck.
And that was the one that I asked before, too.
I don't watch NBA.
I can't remember that shit.
You were literally in an NBA
They just passed the Lakers in most wins.
Yeah.
Fuck, I forgot about that.
Last time I played NBA fantasy was like 5 years ago.
Dude, I remember you were so into that. It's you were so into it. I think what was even funnier about it is that, like, when you told me that it was a Bicknell thing and Bicknell was super into it, like just seeing Bicknell super.
The only thing he cared about.
Yeah, I was about to say, seeing Bicknell be super into fantasy basketball, that would just be something that would, I think would just be so funny.
It's the only thing he cared about.
You know what else he cared about was Bovada.
Yeah.
Movada?
Bovada.
The gambling website?
Oh, my gambling.
Dude, the best was his dad was in the league.
Yeah.
And his dad, you know, I'd met him a few times and he'd come into valet. And I'd be like, yo, what's up, man? And he'd be like, hey, tough year this year, huh? And I'd be like, yeah, for me. He's fucking good. Tough year, huh? Meanwhile, I'm getting my ass kicked.
Yeah, in your fucking cheeks.
Were
clap.
You playing him?
Yeah, I mean, maybe not that week exactly, but.
Oh, God. NBA fantasy. That's, I mean, that might be. That's up there. I mean, I think that and baseball have just got to be the worst fantasy sports.
It's too involved.
That is just way too much going on.
You gotta be on top of it.
Yeah. You literally have to have a YouTube TV subscription with the MLB Network or something.
Or just the MLB app.
You just got to be dialed 24/7.
Yeah. Listening to every podcast, watching every show.
Yeah.
Too much commitment.
Ain't no way. I ain't got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Rob, you got a question for us?
Yeah, let me look for something. You go about your conspiracies.
Okay, I actually wanted to pose a question this time.
Ooh.
What? Because, you know, it's kind of a conspiracy, I guess. But so, you know, the USA has a history of meddling in things that aren't. Directly, it's not directly involved in.
That's annoying.
Kind of a meme at this point of like, we insert ourselves into every conflict.
Sure,
not every conflict, but selectively insert ourselves when maybe we weren't asked.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a thought: why hasn't the U.S. tried to free the people of North Korea? It's a thought I've had. The people there. And the answer is probably nuclear weapons.
That's, yeah.
The threat of decimating North and South Korea, potentially. Maybe China, Japan. But the people there are, like, starving and dying. So is that worth it? I don't know. Just a thought.
Yeah, I mean.
Curious what your thoughts are. It's like if we saw, hypothetically, in Mexico, you know, there were gross human rights violations and people starving to death.
Mm-hmm.
And we just choose to do nothing about it. Doesn't feel very good.
Yeah, I mean, I think you kind of touched on the main thing. I mean, nuclear weapons. I mean, it's kind of a big deal.
So,
it's kind of not a small thing to, you know.
No, it's
gloss over.
It's probably one of the biggest questions in like politics. The threat of nuclear weapons. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just think,
but we're allowing those people to just die.
I don't think
that hurts
helping. Them's gonna benefit the United States in any way. I think that's why they're not getting involved. They're not gonna do something that's not gonna benefit them.
But you can argue. I mean, their whole argument, you know, in the 40s through the whole Cold War was like try and prevent the spread of communism. You know what I mean? That's why we invaded Korea originally. Vietnam was like try and contain to this area because they were afraid of the domino effect of like the USSR is gonna fall, then China, Vietnam. And then all of a sudden, Western Europe's all going to fall to communism. That's what they're afraid of.
Well, then maybe this is the perfect spot where they want to be.
Who?
The United States. Like
they want to be?
They see everything else like kind of like they're tucked in like their own little corner.
I see. Like don't wake the sleeping bear.
Exactly.
Like if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
But these people are starving to death.
So people in Africa.
But at least I don't believe in Africa. If you attempt to leave your country, you get shot in the back. Usually that doesn't happen. You have a little more freedom to move about. And like, if you try and leave North Korea, they'll kill you. So obviously there's something wrong there. If they're willing to do that.
Yeah.
And brainwash you. And people are eating, you know, rats and making mud pies because they don't have anything to eat.
Who are they allied with?
China. Which we know we have kind of an awkward relationship with China. We need them, but we don't agree with them politically.
And then China's also tied in with like Russia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those three.
Yeah, which we all have a relationship with to some degree. It's just like, do we want to poke that same bear of like, if we were to provoke North Korea, China and Russia would probably have to pick a side. Well, and I don't think they're picking our side.
No.
Because they literally do trade. Those two countries, I think, are like the only two countries that trade with South, with North Korea.
So then maybe...
Really? I believe so.
The US,
they both border it. Well, that's not true, actually.
Maybe the U.S. is just scared if they do poke that bear, China will cut off the supply to give us... So, yeah, like, we're not benefiting from that.
Freeing millions of people would be the benefit. I get what you're saying. Like, economically, you run the numbers.
That will be the third world war if we were to touch that bear.
Yeah.
Shit will go down, and I think everyone just doesn't want to do that.
Assuming they do have nuclear weapons, which it's believed that they do based on, like, testing and mm-hmm. seismological mm-hmm. events that have been witnessed and recorded. Just wanted your guys' thoughts.
Well, I mean...
It feels like a rock in a hard place.
If you're,
place.
Like, maybe hoping for change, I mean, I know... I mean, I'm pretty certain that Donald Trump has met with Kim Jong-un in his previous term, so maybe he takes another visit there in his new term and there's some new development. I don't know what that would look like, but apparently... I mean, the good news is that they do have some sort of relationship, so maybe there's positive things that come in the future for that. I mean, I don't
like
know.
Like aid? We could supply aid or something like
but something.
If Kim Jong-un allowed us to supply aid, that would show that he needs aid. Which, from a pride perspective, means you're not an effective leader.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what their
but
whole
I think
deal
that's
a
pretty
a
good way of looking at it. Of like, at least they can fucking talk. I don't know if Barack and Kim Jong Un talked. I have no idea.
Yeah, no. I mean, Barack. I don't know. You mean Biden? You're talking about
either one.
Oh,
but I don't
see.
Know if they have like.
Yeah,
just a previous president is what I mean. Do
yeah.
they have like? Can we talk? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I really don't. Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, never been a while since I've thought of North Korea, if I'm being honest, but
there's all these people there that are.
Is Cuba still stuck in that?
Much less so. They still have plenty of problems.
Yeah.
But is it like if you leave you'll get shot? No, you might get arrested, but they also don't have leaders that you have to like cry and bow down to, and every schoolroom has pictures of them on the wall
yeah.
that you have to like pledge allegiance to.
Yeah, I forgot what show it was, but I remember watching this thing where like some guy was allowed to come into North Korea to do like optic surgeries or like to repair people's visions. Hmm. And like the first thing that these people do when they get their vision fixed is they thank Kim Jong-un
yeah.
for
yeah.
like, you know, helping them see again.
But because if they don't, they'll probably their next three like lineage of their family will have to work in a work camp and die. So it's like,
yeah,
that's their reality, is that they have to be brainwashed to like believe this stuff or have to sell that they believe it so that they don't get like punished, even though punishment is probably could arguably be better than their current living conditions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you hear the, again, people are willing to cross like frozen tundras and bare feet to like get out.
Yeah.
And if they're found, they will die.
Why aren't the borders there super hostile, like with North and South? Like
that particular border, yeah. But North Korea also borders like China. Mm. So it's kind of different. But all North Koreans have free, not monetarily, but I mean like the moment that one of them crosses into South Korea, they have like, they're taken care of, if
yeah.
that makes sense. So all they have to do is make it there. I think if they make it to China, they might still get like put back into North Korea.
Mm.
But I know that if you can make it to South Korea, you're free. But
I
it's incredibly hard.
I wonder if there's any interesting documentaries of people trying to get into South Korea from North Korea. Probably not, but
that line is really hard to cross.
Yeah.
Because obviously it's the demilitarized zone. It's like there's a billion cameras everywhere. It's very hostile. So I believe they have to go up into China first, and then make it to South Korea.
I see.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah, that is crazy to think of. Blessed to be in this country.
You're goddamn right, brother. Where if you try and leave, you don't get shot in the back.
Yeah.
And you can worship any god you want. It's beautiful.
I'm happy to say it. I'm proud to be an American. I really am.
Did you know that's okay to say?
I'm proud to be an American.
Well, at least I know
it's the fucking
I'm
best.
Free.
It's the best, dude.
Yes, sir.
All right, ready for the question?
Let's hear it.
How many North Korean baseball players? Who's the last three North Korean basketball players?
Has our love for bacon gone too far?
Has our love for
it
bacon
did
10 gone
years
too
ago
far?
When bacon was like a meme of like bacon. I love bacon.
I don't think it has.
I don't. Bacon too, is fucking delicious.
Too far. I don't know how I would describe too far, but
chocolate covered bacon, or it's deep fried chocolate covered bacon.
That's too far.
The OC Fair type shit.
I was about to say, like, if terrible. I saw it at the fair, I'd be like, sure, it's a fair thing. Like, it's good. Whatever. I think that, okay. When I hear this question, my immediate thought goes to, when I go to a restaurant, do I see more bacon than I otherwise would want to see on a menu? And I think for the most part, it's totally fine.
Yeah.
I think it's
not egregious.
I think it's elevating shitty foods like Brussels sprouts to a whole new level. Sure. I think it's a wonderful compliment on other dishes such as hamburgers. I think it's proportional to breakfast food. I like it. I can get it on the side. I can get it on my omelet. Totally fine. I don't think bacon's gone too far at all. I think it's actually, it's a wonderful pork product that I enjoy consuming, and I don't see it on things that I don't think it doesn't belong on, so I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
It tastes so fucking good.
It's unbelievable. Even shitty bacon is good bacon.
Mm.
You ever had like microwavable 30-second bacon? It's still good.
But there's some,
not terrible.
It's got to be crispy.
But good bacon is fucking blow your tits off. It's yeah. So good.
Fuck, I love bacon. Crispy? So much.
Bacon's unbelievable. Yeah.
I like it a little bit crispy.
Extra crispy.
Extra crispy for me.
Yeah, I don't like when it's like a noodle. I don't like that.
Barely cooked.
When it's crispy. Just slightly overcooked like that with a little bit of crunch to it, I suppose the side of eggs or something like that, hash browns.
Yeah.
We're cooking.
And why are the ends of the bacon so good? It's always that middle part where I'm like, this is okay, but then the ends, you get those like fat bits. Delicious.
I guess probably just fattier, I guess. I don't
yeah,
know.
Maybe.
I got another one for you guys.
Let's hear it.
Which celebrity chef would you most like to fix you a meal?
Celebrity chef?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's hard not to say Gordon Ramsay.
I know. It's like,
because you think the banter would be really good between you two?
Yeah, I think it just, just make fun of me the whole time. It'd be fun.
I would just say this tastes like shit.
Well, I want someone who would like,
is Guy Fieri cater. A chef?
Yeah. I would want someone who would make like a meal based on what I like to eat. Just a well thought out meal, I guess.
Well, I think so. My answer to this question was, and it's a shame that I don't remember their names, but be the wow. The gentleman that I think, what was his, Mia's gonna look it up for me.
Wolfgang Puck.
Or the other one I would say is that there's only like two, like 3-star Michelin graded sushi restaurants in Japan, and I bet you that eating sushi like from those chefs, like that would be a wonderful experience that you otherwise would never be able to get. But the other gentleman I was talking about, was his name is Timothy Hollingsworth, and he cooked at some unbelievable food that I really enjoyed, but his restaurant closed in LA, so now I'm sad. Did I tell you guys about that? Mm-hmm. I did.
Top celebrity chefs. Anthony Bourdain, RIP.
RIP.
Cooking for Jesus now.
Rachel Ray.
Rachel Ray, yeah. I'm good.
Giada?
The fuck is that?
Giada De Laurentiis? Who the fuck is this guy?
Oh, dude, yeah.
Is that Terry Crews?
I saw that guy on a Korean cooking show.
Andre Rush? Holy fuck.
Yeah, I think he like cooks for the president or some shit like that. Yeah, no, he's fucking jacked.
Did he play in the NFL?
No, he just cooks food.
He legit looks like he played in the NFL.
Yeah. No, he's like short, though, bro.
Played in the NFL. Running back.
He was in those weightlifting competitions. Bodybuilding.
I just don't know much about.
I just asked for Gordon Ramsay.
Isn't it crazy? Because like, you know exactly what that guy does every day. Every day.
Work out and eat ridiculously clean.
All he does is fucking work out and cook food. That's it. That's all that guy does. And he probably eats like one meal a day and just horks down like 3,000 calories in one meal.
I mean, he probably just eats chicken and broccoli at a scale you wouldn't believe.
Maybe it's vegetarian.
No.
Or vegan.
No.
Trust me.
Nah, it ain't.
He probably nah.
Isn't that weird? Because I always had this thought about like, how come gorillas are so fucking jacked?
Yeah.
But they only eat like bamboo and shit. You ever think about that?
That is very interesting. They don't why eat, is that?
When we tend to associate like carnivorous animals being like large and muscular.
Yeah.
Which, you know, a lion, a tiger, whatever, a bear. Obviously, all they eat is other fucking animals, basically. It's genetics. Some other plants. But yeah, part of it is like how they digest. Like, I guess basically humans, like, we're not very good at like fully extracting all the protein from our food, whereas like they are much better at it.
Really?
Something like that.
I had no idea.
But isn't that weird? We can eat 2x your body weight in protein. That's an insane amount. And it's, they eat almost no protein.
Yeah.
And they're fucking like 800 pounds.
Dude.
Jack.
I wonder.
They eat fucking bamboo.
I wonder what the downside to being like that biologically is.
You have
is.
To eat 24/7.
Oh, is that what it is? You just like constantly just, metabolism is just on fire and you just constantly like, have to snack.
Like panda bears, they just eat like all fucking day. Like, because I don't think it's not very calorie dense food.
Yeah.
The way like a fatty piece of meat is, you know?
Yeah.
I'll probably correct myself next week when I do more research on this. But I remember looking that up one time, like, why the... We tend to associate human beings that eat a lot of like carnivorous food, obviously, like protein, high protein.
Yeah.
Like that is what it's going to have to take for you to get really big, is like 300 plus grams a day.
Sure.
Because if you eat 50, you're never going to get that guy's size.
Nope.
It won't happen.
Will not.
You'll never have that physique.
Not even a little.
But yeah, those motherfucking gorillas. I think we can wrap it. I believe so.
All right.
We touch on everything we want.
We sure did. Episode 84, the Bump and Run Boys podcast. If you enjoy this episode, leave a like. Let us know what you want to hear next time.
Yep.
It's Blake Ross.
Your boy Rob.
And Goose.
See you.
See you.